This episode has been brought to you by Project Ikute Torah, where we are here to help you learn, live, and love Torah Or and Likutei Torah. To learn more about us, visit projectlikuteitorah.org.
Likutei Torah, Parshas Tzav, Dibur HaMaschol, Sheshes Yomim, page 13d, Si'if Dalet. V'hine v'chines matzah zu tzricha shimur. Now this matzah, which is eaten before chatzos, requires guarding. K'mo shekosev, as it says, u'shmartem es ha-matzos, that you need to guard the matzos. Dehainu, which means, lishmoir min hachitzoinim, shalaylove lebechines chimutz, shehu hagasus v'hahisnasus. That means that when one needs to guard the matzos from chitzoinim, that they should not come to ferment, which is the idea of arrogance and egocentricity. What is chitzoinim? In Kabbalah, there are two sides in the world. The sitra de kedusha, the side of holiness, and the sitra achra, the other side of holiness, meaning the side of unholiness. The side of unholiness is called chitzoin, outside, because it's outside the realm of holiness. And in general, when we refer to klipa, to evil, that which is not holy, we can also call it chitzoinim. Another reason why we call it chitzoinim is because it's not created from the pnimius haratzon, from the inner desire of Hashem. It is only created from the outer desire. In other words, in order that there should be a level playing field, that there should be true bechira chofshes, true free choice between good and bad, there needs to be the existence of evil. However, the creation of evil is only that it should be rejected, rather like the peel of a fruit, that the idea of the peel is that it should be peeled off and discarded, which is why evil is called klipa, and it comes from the outer desire of Hashem, and hence it's called chitzoinim. Now the matzah which eats before chatzos, that matzah, they were commanded to guard it, that it shouldn't come to the level of chametz. Why? V'hainu lihiyoisa bebechines yiratato v'hiskashros ho'emuna bilvad lemata min hatam v'das alkein tzricha shimur. As we have explained previously, the level of matzah before chatzos was the level of yiratato. In yiratato, this is yira, or which is generated by the person themselves. As we explained, it's called bitul hayesh. There is the person. However, through understanding and through contemplation, they effect on themselves a nullification, a bitul. However, since their being, since their yeshus, their metzius, is still very much in effect, it can, if not guarded, lead to chitzoinim. And since their emuna, as we've explained beforehand, although emuna comes from a deep set place in the soul, nevertheless, since it has not been fully integrated, and therefore it's called lemata min hatam v'das, it's not been fully permeated in the psyche, but rather it still remains peripheral, and therefore it is lemata min hatam v'das, therefore it can be disturbed, which is why it needs guarding. It's rather like when a person is naturally religious about something, that can be disturbed because that's part of their nature. And by a challenge, since it hasn't been fully integrated into the mind, it can be disturbed, which is why it needs guarding. The Alkein, and therefore, Nikra Matzis Choser Vav. Therefore, the Matzis of before Chatzois is written without a Vav. L'hiyoisei Adayin Bebechinetz Katznus. Because it still is on a small level. Gam Matzis Choser Vav, another reason why the Matzis is missing a Vav, Humiloshen Metzusa, is because it comes from the expression of fighting, Kamoi Matza Umariva, like the idea of the strife, Kidiisa Bezoyer Chela Gimel Daf Reishon Aleph Amud Beis, Shehamariva Huliyos Bitul Hayesh Vehagasus. Because when a person fights with the other, this is in order to negate the other person's being. Al derech le'olam yargis odom yetzer tov al yetzer hara. Like Chazal say, that when a person has an internal struggle between their good inclination and bad inclination, the way one has to deal with it is with a fight. One has to have an internal battle against the yetzer hara. And that's another reason why the Matzah of before Chatzos was written without a Vav, because it depicts the lower level of Yira, and it depicts the level in which a person is still fighting with the Yetzer Hara. V'al kein, and therefore, Hoyse Koidem Chatzos, it was before Chatzos, and it required Shemira, and it required guarding. Masha Ein Kein Inyan HaMatzah HaBeis. Whereas in contrast, the matzah of after Chatzos, who achar Chatzos davka, achar korban haPesach, achar shenigla lehem, because the second matzahs of after Chatzos, they were after the Yidden had brought the korban Pesach, which was after the revelation of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Dehine inyan haPesach hu. What's the inyan of the Korban Pesach? Masha Kosov, that which it says, Uposach Havaya, that Hashem passed over. Shehu inyan Dilug Vaham Shocha, which the idea of Pesach is jumping and drawing down Shaloi Keseder Hahishtalshalus, not according to the chain order of creation. Ukamesha Kosov, as it says, Uva Moira Godel, it says in the Haggadah, that there was a revelation of Moira Godel, Zu Gilui Shchina, which the Haggadah defines as the revelation of the Shechina. Shehu Bechines Eirin Sof Baruch Hu Shalamayla Mayla Mehishtal Shalos HaOlamos, which is a revelation of the infinite light of Hashem, far transcending the chain order of the worlds. Shehoye Meiru Miskala Oz Benafshem HoElikis. And that level of Gilui Shechina revealed itself in the godly souls of the Jews in Mitzrayim. V'zehu ad shenigla aleihem melech malchei hamlochim. And that is what it means. Until there was revealed upon them the melech malchei hamlochim. So usually when we translate melech malchei hamlochim, it means that there are kings, and there are kings above them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king who is above all the kings. However, now we're going to translate Melech Malchei Hamlochim as it is in the Seder Hishtalshalus. Pirush Malchei Hamlochim Hein Dalad Bechinas Malchus. When we say Malachim, it is a plural. When we say Malchei, it's also a plural. So that refers to the four levels of kingship in the four worlds of Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. Shemeir ba'arba ilmas abia. Umelech malchei hamlochim. So what is the melech over the malchei hamlochim? In other words, melochim is the worlds of Asiya and Yetzira. Malchei is the malchus in Bria and Atzilus. And the melech over them, hu bechinas malchus de Einsof. That is malchus of Einsof itself. Shalemailem mailem hishtaushlus dalet oilemus abia, which is far beyond and higher than the chain order of creation of the four worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. As he says in the brackets, Zeu bechinas bereish hurmanusa de malka, haniska bezoya bereishis daf tesvav. Kein kosa besefer eishol avram shom. That the melech, who is the malchei hamlochim, is the level which is mentioned in the Zohar, which is Bereish Hurmanusa de Malka, at the very beginning of the desire of the king. And it's called Malchus of Ein Sof. Shalidei Bechinas Gilui Zeh Davke, which specifically through the revelation of Malchus of Ein Sof, Gvegala was the Geula. Ukumeshakosav, as it says, V'yavarati Be'eretz Mitzrayim, I passed in the land of Mitzrayim, ani v'loy malach. It was I and not an angel. And that level of ani refers to the malchus of Ein Sof. Lochin, and therefore nikras gilui zeh. Therefore this revelation is called uva meira gadol. Why? Ki yira loshen nukva. Because when we say the word yira, that is a feminine. Zeu bechinas yira tata, that's the lower level of yira. Hanimshech mi bechinas malchus de abiyah b'chol olam lefi erkoi, which is a level which is received when a person contemplates the malchus of Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, each world according to its level. In other words, depending on a person's capability to receive, that is the level of Yira which they have. But since they are receiving, it's a feminine, like a feminine which receives. Achein, however, Moira Gadol Loshen Zachar. In contrast, the word Moira is a male expression, it's masculine. Zeu Bechinas Yira Ila. That is the higher level of Yira. Shehu Bechinas Dechar. It's male. Venimshach al yidei gilui bechinas melech malchei hamlochim kanal. And it is drawn down through the revelation of the melech malchei hamlochim, as we've explained. So, the level of Yira Tator, that's the level of Yira in the four worlds of Abiyah. However, the level of Yira Ilah, that's the Moira Gadol of the Gilui Shechina, which comes from Malchus of Ein Sof. V'zeu inyan ha-matzah ha-beis sha'ach ha-chatzois. And that is the second level of matzah, which was after chatzois. The matzah hu bechinas bitul kanal. Because that matzah was the tremendous bitul which was after chatzos. Ach matzah de koidim chatzos hu bechinas yira tata ve'emuna k'meishan islav shebe bechina shala matzah mehadas ha-musug kanal. Whereas the matzah of before chatzos was only the level of the lower level of yira and emuna as it was clothed Lamata mehadasa hamusog, not fully integrated into the mind. Bezeu bechinas kinar Yisrael chesed nuurayich umimitzrayim karosi lebona ukikrias hatinik abba. And that's why Yidden in Mitzrayim were referred to as a nar. A nar means a lad. The Navi calls it Chesed Nu'urayich, the kindness of your youth. Like a child that calls Tati. In other words, it wasn't a mature feeling which they had. It was an emuna in Mitzrayim, which they had, which was not fully integrated. Aval bechinas habitel de matzazusha achachatzois. Whereas in contrast, the bittel which they experienced after chatzois, hu bechinas bittel amiti. That was a true bittel. Veyira ilah. And that was the higher level of yira. Shenimsha bechinas gilui ma shalamaila mehadas hamusag. Sheheir oz benafshon. That was a revelation which was higher than das, which is capable to be perceived by a person, and that shone from above in their souls. V'hainu bebechinas hagilui erin sof shalamaylam hishtaushalus. That was a revelation of the Eir and Sof, which transcended the chain order of creation. Sheheir oz aleihem milamayla lamata bebechinas isarusa dila eila. And that shone from above as an arousal from above. V'zeu inyan of a meira godel zu gilui shchina. And that is what is referred to as meira godel. In other words, it's masculine. And that was a gilui of shechina, a revelation of the Eir and Sof from above. V'al kein and therefore bechinas matzah zu. Therefore the matzah of after chatzos. Ein tzorech shimur michimutz klau. That does not require guarding from any fermentation. Shehu bechinas hayeshus v'hagasus, which is correlated with ego and arrogance. Me'acha she'ein lechitzeinim bechinas achiza v'yenika klal mebechinazu. Because the chitzeinim, the forces of evil, do not have any attachment whatsoever to this level of gilui shechina. Why? So he says in the brackets, ki yira ilah hu oir abba shedoicha hachitzonim. Because the level of yira ilah is equated with the light of abba, of chachma, which has the capability to push away any chitzonim. Rak bechines yira tata tzricha shimur. It's only the lower level of Yira that requires guarding, but the higher level of Yira does not require guarding at all. V'zehu inyan shalei hispik v'tzeka shalaviseinu lahachmitz ad shenigla aleihem shekoi al bechines habeis de'ein biyacholte lahachmitz klal mipnei oitzem hagilui de bechines melech malchei hamlochim shenigla aleihem. And that is what it says, that the dough of our forefathers did not rise because there was a revelation upon them of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. What does that mean? That means that the dough didn't have the capability to rise because of the tremendous gilui of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. She'ein sham yenika v'achizel chitzeinim. Because on that level, when there is a gilui, a revelation of the Shekhinah, there is no place whatsoever for chitzeinim. Shehu hayesh v'hayisnasus shenikras chometz, which is egocentricity and yeshus and arrogance, which is all chometz. And that's what it means, that they bake the dough as matzahs, kiloi chametz, because it couldn't become chametz, which means it simply couldn't come to chimutz. And it was because they were driven out of Mitzrayim. She'ein shum achiza klal mitzrayim bebechinazu shenigla lehen, which means there was no attachment of Mitzrayim at all to this level of Nigla Aleihem. The Im Canaan, therefore, Memela Nimshech Mizeh Kiloi Chometz, because Chitzoinim, the forces of evil and of arrogance and of Yashus, could not have any advance whatsoever. Therefore, the dough did not become Chometz. Lochin, and therefore, Afsha Bahalichos Mimitzrayim ad Boyam Laramses. Even though the journey from Mitzrayim to Ramses, Afsha Hoyalahem Kvitzes Aderech, even though they had a miraculous shortening of the journey, Mikol Mokim, nevertheless, Bitsiruf ad Shehitzisu Hoesh Lefois, if we take into account the time that it took for them to create the fire to bake the matzos, vaday shoha habotzig yosem mikdei shir chumutz. For sure, there was a time span longer than it takes for dough to become chametz. As we know in a matzah bakery, that is 18 minutes. In other words, if you add the flour to water, then it only takes 18 minutes for the process of chimutz to start. And even if you work on it the whole time, the time span that it took for them to go from Mitzrayim to Ramses was a much longer time period. And it's not logical to say that they worked on the dough the whole time. Im kol zeh, nevertheless, lo chometz mitam anal. The reason why the dough didn't rise was not because it wasn't longer than the time span it was. In other words, the actual time of the dough had time to rise. But since spiritually there was a revelation in their souls of Moira Godel, of the Gilui Shechina, of the Shechina, that came out also the Gashmias in the physical world, that their dough didn't rise either. V'alkein ne'mar kan matzos molei bevov. And therefore, the matzos after chatzos are written with a vav. Shahavav hu hamshocha hanimshoch mohem mebechines meira godol v'yirui lo. Because the additional vav refers to the drawing down of the level of Moira Godel, which is the level of Yira Ilah, the higher level of Yira. Ukmesha Oyrim Bitzfila, like we say in davening, we say HaGodel, HaGiber, VeHanoira, El Elyon, Batois Vesvav. Mash Engin HaGodel, HaGiber, VeLoivav. In Shemena Esrei, we say HaGodel, HaGiber, and then we add on VeHanoira. What's the additional vav? This additional vav is the drawing down of the level of Yira Ilah. Mash ein kein bechinas Yira Tata. Whereas in contrast, the matzos of before chatzos, which was the level of Yira Tata, the lower level of Yira, nikras adayin matzos chosevav. That is called matzos missing a vav. And therefore the matzos before chatzos, which is the lower level of Yira, still requires guarding from the external forces. Because in the level of Yira Tata, there is still existent the yeshus of the person. Aval b'chinas matzah habeis, however, the second level of matzah, shenikras matzahs b'loiv molivav, which is full, it has a vav, ein sorech shimur. That does not require guarding, because since that is a revelation of Yira Ilah, of the higher level of Yira, therefore it does not require any guarding, because chitzonim don't have any advance on that level. V'hine now, me'ata yesh loma tiretz hakusha haniskeliyil. So now we can answer the question which we mentioned beforehand. Eich onu oimrim b'matzah zu sh'onu oichlim. How can we say about the matzah which we eat, koidem chatzais laila, before chatzais, before midnight, shehu al shum shalei hispik batekes, is because the dough did not have time to rise. V'hari zeu b'chinus ha-madreges ha-matzah ha-beis. Now surely, as we've explained, that refers to the second level of matzah, shalei hoise ela la'achar shenigla, d'haino achar chatzais. That refers to the matzah that was made after chatzos, which was after the revelation of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. So how can we say that this refers on Seder night to the matzah of before chatzos? Acho inyin hu, that was the question. What's the answer? Ki kol ze davka bisman shehu Yisrael oz begolos Mitzrayim. That all the above explained is in reference to the situation that the Yidden were in their exile in Mitzrayim. V'loi hoy olahem Torah mitzvah sadayin. And they had not yet been given Torah and mitzvahs. Al kein, therefore, loi hoyo b'yicholtem lekabel b'chines ha-gilui ha-otzam d'b'chines meira godl. Therefore, they did not have the capability to receive the tremendous revelation of Moira Godel, v'liyos behem b'chinas bitul v'yirui lo koidem chatzos. They didn't have the capacity to have the bitul and the level of yirui lo in their situation of before chatzos. Ela koidem chatzos hayorag b'chinas matzos chosevov. Before chatzos, they only had the level of yirui tata, which was missing above. Dehainu b'chinas yira tata batel ritzencha. The only spiritual level which they could achieve in Mitzrayim before Chatzos was the level of yira tata, which is the idea of removing one's own will in the face of Hashem's will. Val yidei zedavka hoyu yuchaylim lekabel b'chinas hagilui hanal acha Chatzos. And it was specifically through the preparation and the introduction of the level of Yira Tata before Chatzos, that they were capable of receiving the level of Yira Ilah after Chatzos. Ve'al yidei ze nimshach behem b'chinas shalei hispik batekes. And it was through the Yira Tata of before Chatzos that after Chatzos they merited the level of Yira Ilah of Gilui Shechina, which didn't allow the dough to rise. Aval, however, la'acha shekiblu Yisrael Teiru mitzvahs b'har Sinai. Now that Yidden have received the Torah and mitzvahs on Har Sinai, ve'harei b'chol ha'shona kula, and the entire year, gam koidem ha'pesach, even before Pesach, mamshichim hamshochas alikus al yidei Torah u'mitzvahs, they draw down the elikus, godliness, through their Torah learning and their mitzvah performance. Al kein, therefore, gam b'matzazu sha'onu eichlim koidem chatzos. Therefore, even in the eating of matzah before chatzos, yecholim onu, we have the capability, al yidei kiyumat Torah mitzvah shekodam kol hashana, through keeping Torah mitzvahs the whole year, lekabel b'chinas gilui shchina, to receive a revelation of the shchina mebechinas shenigla aleim melech malchei hamlochim acha chatzos. In other words, then in Mitzrayim, when they didn't have Torah mitzvahs before chatzos, they could only have the level of yira tata, and it was only after chatzos, when they had the gilui shchina, did they receive the level of yira ilah of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. However, now after Matan Torah, when an entire year we draw down Elikus through our Torah mitzvahs, it's possible for us, even before Chatzos, to have the Gilui Shechina, to have the level of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Ukamesh Kosa Bezoya Vayetze Hanal, Matzah B'Kadmesa, Ulebasa Mitzvah, Batois Vesvav Ayin Sham. The Zohar says, first they had the matzah and then the mitzvah. Nimsa bechinas mitzvah zeu me bechinas umadreges matzah habeis shehi matzah is molivav. So it comes out that the mitzvah which we have is the molivav, is the matzah which has the additional vav. V'hainu lefi, and that's because shalidei kiyumat Torah mitzvahs, because when we keep Torah mitzvahs, nimsha bechinas terach amude oir de keser elyon. We, as we know, there are 613 mitzvahs de oraisa and 7 mitzvahs de rabbonon. 613 plus 7 equals 620. These are referred to as the terach amude oir, the 620 pillars of light of keser elyon, which we draw down when we fulfill a mitzvah. And that's why we call it Keser Torah, because the mitzvahs are the will of Hashem as represented by the crown. Shezeu atzmoi inyan shenigla aleihem melech malche hamlochim. And that itself, when we perform a mitzvah, we merit and are capable of receiving the level of Nigla Aleihem Melech Malchei Hamlochim when we keep mitzvahs. Lochin, therefore, Ma shenimshech lohem b'chatzos laila, that which came down to them at midnight, Shehu Eis Rotzen, which is midnight, is an auspicious moment. What came to them only after midnight, Nimshach lonu b'matzah zu she'anu oichlim kodem chatzos, is drawn down to us even when we eat matzah before chatzos, before midnight. V'hainu mitzad she'yesh lonu Torah mitzvahs, and that's because we now have Torah mitzvahs, she'hein hein atzmi yisrotzen ha'olyin, which they, Torah mitzvahs, are the very essence of the desire of Hashem. Uvezeu she'omer b'Haggadah. So now we understand what it says in the Haggadah. Matzah zu she'anu oichlim al shum ma. Why do we eat these matzahs? Pirush. That means as follows. D'bishlema bihi yosem b'golos Mitzrayim. If in the situation of the Egyptian exile, she'hoyu b'bechinas golos haklipas v'sitra achara ma'oid, which then they were in exile, and there was tremendous amount of klipa and sitra achra, v'loi hayolahem Torah mitzvahs, and they didn't have Torah mitzvahs then, nitztavu ba'achilas matzah dekoidem chatzos, then they were commanded to eat matzah, which was before chatzos, shehi bechinas matzahs choser vav, which was the level of matzah which was missing vav, kidei liyis lahem zu lahachona, which through the matzah of eating matzah before chatzos, then in Mitzrayim, was a preparation she'al yedei ze yuchlu lekabel achakach hagilui gadol kana. That was the preparation that after chatzos they were able to receive the gilui, the revelation of Melech Malchei Hamlochim. That was then. Mash'ein kein onu, however, us now, shekvan nitzen lono ha-Torah mitzvahs, when the Torah mitzvahs has already been given. And he says in the brackets, v'hinei ha-mitzvahs hei mitzvahs ha-melech, mitzvahs are mitzvahs of the king, u'bikiyumam, and when one fulfills the mitzvahs, mekayim soim tosim olach ha-melech, there is a mitzvah to appoint a king, and spiritually, when one fulfills a mitzvah, one is appointing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the king, v'hu b'chinas yirat hatah al kol panim, which is a level of yirat hatah, the lower level of yira, k'meisikasha b'seva shal beinan in peirit mem aleph, as it says in Tanya, peirit mem aleph, k'meishkasa b'makam achar aposav ha'idaber l'kim b'drush chag ha'shavuot. Im kein, if that's the case, ma'u inin achilas matzazudut k'idum chatzayis davke. So, the Haggadah is asking, why are we eating now matzah zu she'anu oichlim al shumma? In other words, meila bishlamin Mitzrayim, the matzahs before chatzos, because they were a preparation to the revelation of Gilui Hashchina after Chatzos. But why are we eating matzah before Chatzos? Umeshane, and the Haggadah answers, Al Shum Shalei Hispik, meaning, Pirush, the Achilas Matzah Shalonu, our eating matzah, even though we are eating the matzah before midnight, nevertheless, unlike by Mitzrayim, where the eating of matzah before chatzos was only the level of Yira Ilah without the Vav, that's not the case nowadays. Nowadays, matzah zu she'anu oichlim, this matzah which we are eating even before chatzos, draws down what was then drawn down after chatzos. Ela she'nimshech bo gam kein bebechinus u'madreges ha'matzah ha'beis, our eating matzah before chatzos also draws down the second level of matzah which they had after Chatzos, Shehi Bechinas HaBittel U'Meira Gadol, which is the tremendous Bittel and the level of Meira Gadol, Ad Shalei Hispik LaHachmitz, which then didn't allow the dough to rise, V'Hum Bechinas HaGilu Yishenigla Aleim Melech Malcha HaMlochim V'Golom, and that was because of the revelation of the Melech Malcha HaMlochim who redeemed them, Shehu Gilu Yeren Sof Baruch Hu, which is a revelation of the Ohr en Sof, Shalamayla Maylam Hishtalshalus, which far transcends the chain order of creation. Shegilui v'hamshochazu nimshech lono b'matzazu gamke mitamanal, because the revelation and the drawing down of that level is even drawn down now before Chatzos, when we eat matzah, because we keep Torah mitzvahs the whole year. Ve'eich merumazim beis hamshoches b'matzah echod. Now, how are these, both of these levels, hinted to in the same matzah? Ach noida, what we know, ki ha'hefresh ben chometz l'matzah, hurak ba'ois hei. We know that the difference between chometz and matzah, they got the same spelling. The only difference is chametz is spelt with a ches and matzah is spelt with a hey. V'hinei ha-hei milui shela hu gam kinos hei. When we write out the letter hey, we can either write it hey aleph or hey hey. But one of the ways of writing the milui, the full letter hey, is hey hey. V'lochin nikras ha-machpela k'mesh gosu b'mokam acher. That's why it's called machpela doubled, because it's written hey hey. Ubeis ha-hei in elu, and both these heis, hamu ramazim behei echas de matzah, which are hinted to in the one hei of the word matzah, hein bechinas beis madrigas de matzah anal. They refer to these two levels of matzah. Ki hamilui hu mebechinas ha-helem hamuster venelem teich ha-hei atzma. Because when you have the milui, which means the full spelling of the word, that reveals that which is concealed in the first letter. So in other words, the hey, the second hey, reveals that which was concealed in the first hey. V'helem zeh shebeseich hey, shehi bechinas malchus, shor shemi bechinas keser. And that which is healed within the first hey, which is the level of Malchus, is its root, the root of Malchus, which is Keser. Kinoz tichilosan b'seifon, because the beginning is wedged in the end. In other words, Keser is wedged in Malchus, and Malchus is wedged in Keser. And those are the two heys of the letter hey in the word matzah. Bayin mashakosa val posig ba'ata yigdon nor keach adnai, keach hu inyan gilui ahelem, which keach of keach adnai is the revelation of that which is concealed. In other words, To summarize, what we're saying is that nowadays, when we eat the matzah before Chatzos, the Haggadah is saying, matzah zu she'anu eichlim, this matzah which we eat before Chatzos, why are we eating it? So originally we asked the question that it was because we were commanded bo'erev toichlu matzahs, to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. So why is the Habal Haggadah asking matzah zu she'anu eichlim and then gives the reason as shenigla alei melech malchei hamlochim? Is the teres, the answer is because the Baal Haggadah is telling us that nowadays when we eat matzah, we merit the higher level, which they merited only after Chatzos. The reason is because we keep Torah mitzvahs the whole year, and therefore, then they needed the hachana, the preparation of eating matzah before Chatzos, the level of Yira Tatar, the lower level of Yira, in order to merit the higher level after Chatzos. But nowadays, when we keep Torah mitzvahs the whole year, matzah zu, this matzah which we eat before Chatzos, we have included in it the higher level of Yira Ilah, which is the Gilui of Moira Gadol, the Gilui Shechina, the Gilui of